Jeff Passan has just confirmed this about Profar.
Oh, snap.
There you go. So bad news for the Braves and bad news for Jerkson Profar.
All right. He has been suspended for 80 games.
Oh, man.
So we just literally before we're about to cut you loose, Jeff Passan has confirmed this report that Mike and I discussed, and we said it was rumor. If, in fact, it turned out to be true, we needed confirmation, and we wanted credible sources to make sure that we knew what was going on. And so Jeff Passan has made the calls. We were trying to talk about this in a way that made sure that we told you guys it was just a rumor. But Jeff Passan is one of the top baseball guys. And certainly, Grant, we were saying, you know, we wanted to wait and see what happened. So obviously, Grant told you, he probably will not be in the lineup tonight, unfortunately. And now this is where we're at. So thank you so much, Grant. You have a thought or two or anything you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, obviously for the Braves, this was a hedge to really round out their outfield and also help them without Ronald Acuña Jr. for this first month. And all of that has gone out the window. We'll see what Profar looks like when he returns from this, which should be this season. But clearly a black eye for him and unfortunate for the Braves, who ponied up on a 3-year contract, hoping that a guy coming off a career year was going to be that guy moving forward. Now I think all of that is fair to question.
And Grant, I remember asking you when the signing went down, I said, why were other Major League Baseball teams lukewarm on Profar? I know a guy who's taken a while to find his, pardon the pun, juice. Do you think there, in baseball circles, there would have been maybe some rumors about this?
No, I doubt it was that. I think it was more of the, he's only done it for 1 year. We want to see more of a track record to get a big multi-year contract. I mean, he got a manageable deal from the Braves. It's not an albatross. But when you throw a PED suspension into the mix, obviously that creates a whole different series of questions that the Braves will have to deal with internally and externally as well. But I don't think this was why he didn't have a deal until later in the offseason. I think it was more of the, is he a one-year wonder or not? Do we trust it?
Jerkson Profar suspended for 80 games for violating MLB's PED policy. Sources have confirmed to Jeff Passan. Mike Deportes was the first guy to report this, and Mike and I discussed this earlier this hour. Mike Rodriguez is his name, and we wanted to be careful because
I'm familiar with him.
Well, nobody else was reporting it except him, and you always want to make sure that we're trying to be right on this show when we give you this information, especially when it comes to our team. So that is the latest. Let me ask you this before we let you go. Grant McCauley joining us, our Major League Baseball guy here, covers the Braves, covers MLB, and he said, we got to wait to see what's being said. The Braves have not confirmed this, but again, sources have told Jeff Passan at MLB that this is happening. Who gets the first crack off the bench, in your opinion, now that you start talking about how the Braves maneuver this as far until Acuña comes back?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've got Jared Kelnick and Brian De La Cruz, and those guys could play either corner. Clearly, neither of those have the all-star pedigree that Profar was supposed to be bringing to the table. You do have Ronald Acuña Jr. still, I would say, a month away conservatively and probably a little bit more. But, yeah, I mean, you could look at Alex Verdugo, perhaps, if he's up to speed and they feel like he could get into this mix of being somebody that they call on within the next few weeks. And then, obviously, Stuart Fairchild, who they picked up from the Reds, who's a pretty good pretty good defensive outfielder, not a big bat, but just more depth. You could just be looking at a platoon situation depending on which way they want to slice it. But none of that sounds as attractive as signing an all-star left fielder to a 3-year contract before the year. So all of it, I guess, in some ways, is going to feel like half measures from this point on.
Braves have released a statement, Grant, and I know you're going to get on this. We are, this is from the Braves now. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Jerkson Profar suspended for 80 games for violating the MLB's PED policy. Sources have confirmed. Braves statement reads, we were surprised and extremely disappointed to learn that Profar tested positive for a performance-enhancing substance in violation of Major League Baseball's Joint Prevention and Treatment Program. We fully support the program and are hopeful that he will learn from this experience. That is from the Braves just moments ago. So he's out of the lineup. We're playing arguably the best team in the majors and the Dodgers, who are 5-0 tonight, started 3-game series before coming back home, and this is just something else to deal with. Grant, I know you got to run. We appreciate you hanging around and talking with us about this because we wondered where this might go, and now we know it's been confirmed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I'm sure we'll talk more tomorrow.
Absolutely. All right, that's Grant McCauley.
I mean, to start the season getting swept by San Diego, and the guy you felt pretty good about holding down the fort until Acuña comes back is now done for half the season. Well, it can only get better, Carl.
So he tested positive for a PED called HGC. HCG. HCG. That's what he was suspended for. And by the way, those 80 games, no pay. We're coming back. More on this breaking story with the Braves outfielder Jerickson Profar being suspended for 80 games.